You're listening to Community In-Depth on AM 1460, FM 97.7, KDWA. My name is Mike Root. I'm the news director at KDWA, and I have with me in studio today board member for the United Way of Hastings, Stoddard Crane. Stoddard, good morning. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, Mike, and I want to say thanks to KDWA for your support and interest in what we try to do at the United Way.
You're very welcome. I understand from Executive Director Mary Melick that you sit on the board of the United Way of Hastings. How long have you been doing that?
I have been on the board almost 3 years, and I will be stepping down at the end. That's a typical term of service on our board, and I have some additional experience with United Way. I was on the board for the United Way of Central Florida for 8 years.
Okay, and what communities did that encompass?
Well, primarily Orlando and the surrounding areas.
Did it reach down to Fort Myers at all?
Not that far, okay. No.
The only reason I ask is because my stepson met and married his wife in Fort Myers. They're back in Minnesota now, and they could not wait to get back to Minnesota. They said the weather down there just was a bit too warm for them. They're both northern people. How did you wind up in Florida?
It was a career move for me, and I was working for a company that was very engaged with supporting its local communities. And so I felt really that it was kind of a blessing to be able to serve in that way and have the full support of my employer to help make that happen.
Okay, and then coming back to Minnesota, you've been on the board here in Hastings for 3 years. Is this your only term on the board so far?
That's my plan.
Okay.
I think it's I'm getting older, and I think it's time to move on, make way for some younger blood. But it's been a privilege to serve with this group. It's a fine group. And Hastings is a great community.
What is one of the best takeaways you have from serving on the board?
I think it's the enthusiasm and the broad array of points of view that are represented on the board. I think that the ears of that organization are wide open to the community, and I think they do a great job of listening. And I've been impressed with my fellow board members for the energy that they put into it. Sometimes it's glamorous, like talking about strategy, and sometimes it's less glamorous, like pounding up signs to try to encourage people to participate in the campaign and things like that.
All right. And I suppose one of the other glamorous things that you probably participate is the annual Gobblegate and other events that are going on. Do you get out to Gobblegate every year?
I do not do the Gobblegate anymore. I tell people, I used to be a runner, and I tell people my odometer broke a few years back. So I ride a bike now.
Yeah.
I do try to attend many of the other United Way activities as the year goes by, as do my fellow board members. And it's a lot of fun. It's fun to be out in the community and talk about what we're up to and hear what people are thinking about and concerned about.
Yeah, I probably along the same lines as yourself. My odometer, I think, still works, but my tach doesn't go up. My tachometer is just not there anymore. So let's talk a little bit then about some of the campaigns that we're going to be looking at to wind up the year with United Way. I'd like to start with a bit of information I have here about an extension of the local business campaign deadline being extended. Talk a little bit about that.
That's correct. The deadline has been extended from October 31st to November 15th. And this is for our local businesses, encouraging them to participate as community leaders in the local Hastings area. We have a couple levels of participation that we really encourage people to bring their organizations in as participating either at the Arch Bridge level, which is $1,000 or more, or the Blue Bridge level, which is $500 or more. And I actually run a very small, very, very small consulting business. Mm-hmm. And my business has made a contribution to this program as well. It's just kind of another way of trying to give back making sure that the businesses all feel like partners in this effort.
All right. How many businesses, just a number, I'm not looking for specific names, but how many businesses are signed up under those two programs at this point? Do you have that information?
I do not have that information, Mike, but certainly Mary would know sure. that in detail.
Okay. And what's the process for signing up for one of those levels? They just call the office, or is there, they have to come in, or how does that work?
They can call Mary, and there is also a website that they can look at to get more information. It's www.unitedwayofhastings.org.
I know it goes to helping out families in need, and what are some of the specific programs that you use to do that?
Well, we're particularly excited about some of the programs that we have going with our kids in the local Hastings area. And one that maybe a number of listeners have heard about before, excuse me, is Food for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit surprising to me to find out that there really are a lot of kids in our area that are a little thin on food, and
especially during the weekend, I hear. You know,
yes.
They don't have that school lunch program during the week to kind of round out their dietary needs.
Right. And so we've tried to jump into that gap and stimulate interest by other groups to help participate in putting together snack packs for kids. And that, of course, takes some funds to operate. We've got great partners to help carry that load and also to provide some labor, because it takes some hands and
right.
time for people to help
sure,
put those
sure.
together. But that's the kind of thing that we're involved in. There are a number of other programs that the United Way funds. Again, if any of the listeners want to see those, check out the website that I just gave the address for, and you can see some of the examples of places where we reach into the community to try to help people solve problems, advance interests, and just try to make this community a little bit better as best
yes,
we can.
Exactly. One of the ways that people just out in the community can find or tell who's participating in these various programs, in donating to the United Way of Hastings and helping with those programs, is the banner campaign that the various companies or business organizations spring for a banner to put out in front of their business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we like to do is we like to give companies an opportunity to talk about themselves a little bit, along with talking about the United Way of Hastings. And the banner program is one where, at certain levels of giving and above, during the annual campaign, the United Way will work with you to get a banner up on your property so that you can display your support of the program. And it also gives you an opportunity to have a photo transposed onto the banner of some of your employees, so that they get some recognition. And we think it helps teamwork at the companies. We think it encourages people as they're driving around town to see that, you know, it's a pretty big team of people that are trying to do their best to help give back to the important work that the United Way does in our community. So those banners go up, and they stay up during the fall. Unfortunately, this year, we're going to need to start bringing those down because the ground's freezing a little faster than what we normally expect.
Right.
And last year we kind of made the same mistake and lost some posts, some mounting posts in the process. I was on one of the teams to try to get them out. And not only is my odometer broken, but my hands aren't as strong as they used to be. So trying to get some of those posts out.
Those clamshell grippers in the front just hydraulics are worn.
They just don't. You know, I need a good 17-year-old high school football player to help tug some of those out.
Talking about a little bit of the unglamorous side of being United Way, you know, putting the posts up and taking them out.
Yeah.
It's
part of the process, and it's actually fun. It gives us an opportunity as board members to go out together and get to know each other a little bit more in a different setting than a board meeting. And as I said before, the companies that put the banners up that participate in that way, I think, enjoy it as well. I think they feel some pride, and it's good visibility for us and for them.
It's a good buy-in. It's an excellent buy-in for them. They have a little bit of recognition for the work that they do outside of whatever business it is that's in that building.
Right.
Getting back a little bit, you're talking about board members and how they serve and how they get in there. When you step down from the board after your term, what is the process for refilling that position?
Well, Mary, our executive director, really leads that process, and she has feelers out pretty much all the time, because it's not that we have huge turnover on the board, but we're always wanting to get new talent, new ideas, new demographics. That's a real shout out there for younger people.
Sure.
That might want to be engaged in something like this. But we have a process where Mary is the first contact person, and she will vet the person that's expressing some interest. And at least as it happened with me, I think my former experience with United Way helped. And the fact that I had recently moved to the Hastings area when I first started to serve, she was interested in that because, again, I got a little bit different perspective on needs in the community. And so there's an open invitation for anybody that is interested, anybody who works for a company that would like to see an individual get a little bit more exposure about what's really going on in their communities. I mean, just think of the opportunities that provides. In my early days with United Way work, you know, to be perfectly honest, it helped my resume a little bit to have a brand like United Way on it, where I'd been working and participating with that group, trying to give back to the community, trying to represent my company, and that was part of my development as an employee. And the company engaged it in that way. So we really hope to get more and more involvement from as broad an array of people as we can, and that'll keep the United Way here vibrant.
Is there any projects? Well, projects is not the right word. Are there any outreach efforts to enlist the involvement of, say, high school seniors or younger people to consider not just maybe volunteering with United Way to get some tasks done or anything, but to be involved on a directive kind of a position, like on the board or anything like that?
Well, Mike, we had in the past a kind of a junior directors project underway that was geared to try to get that kind of involvement at that level. And I think a teacher or maybe it was a counselor may have said it best that, you know, the kids that were interested in that were the ones who were already volunteering for everything in school, and they were on athletic teams and they were in the band and they were doing really well academically and they were running out of time.
I can see that.
So we actually phased it out. We tried to use the students' guidance in that. We obviously are always hopeful that, and I'll call them kids because I'm old enough to do that now,
right,
that they would want to volunteer and help in some of the things that we do the helping kids succeed effort that's been underway for some time that has Food for Kids under that umbrella. You know, we always welcome some good, strong student input and time. And we hope that the banners around town and some of the literature that we put out, our engagement in the schools with the Food for Kids program will stimulate kids that do have the time to participate to jump in and help out.
For the board of directors itself, are there, I guess the best way to put it, are there any minimum qualifications aside from what I understand, maybe living in the ISD 200 area?
Not that are hard and certain.
Okay. Sure.
There's not a checklist. I always say in my humble way, heck, they took me. So,
yep.
And there's nothing special about me. I'm a regular guy. But I think if there's some passion to wanting to give back to the community and a desire to put the time and the effort in that that takes, also the desire to help contribute monetarily, you know, then that's the kind of person that we want.
Okay. And how you mentioned they're going to be up for the fall and they might have to come down early. I just want to go back and review a little bit. When do you expect the banners to be start coming down?
Well, I think I just heard from Mary this morning, and I think that she, you know, this afternoon would be a good starting time.
Yeah, I just ran up to Cottage Grove a little while ago, and the snow was coming down heavy, coming down the hill.
Yeah, the weather forecast for the next week or so, at least the ones that I've seen, are not terribly encouraging. And just from the experience that I referred earlier to last year, it's surprising to me how fast the ground actually freezes up. And when it freezes up around one of those posts, it doesn't want to let go.
No, that's when you have to go rent the Bobcat and pull them out that way.
Yeah.
With the good hydraulics.
Yeah. Well, there are tools that you can use to get to pry those things out, but my hands don't have the strength to use them anymore. So
exactly.
Anyway, we're hopeful if there's any, you know, church group or scout group or anything that is looking for a little project, I encourage them to get a hold of Mary at United Way and see if there's a way to get us pulling those posts and getting those banners in before they're there for the entire winter.
Exactly. That website, again, is unitedwayofhastings.org. They also have a Facebook page and a phone number of 651-438-3337. So if you have some young men or young children, well, not young children, but teenagers that have a lot of energy to work off and need a project to do, they could use your help pulling those stakes. You've been listening to Stoddard and Crane, board member of United Way of Hastings. This is Community In-Depth on KDWA.